Friends, for the last 3 months, we've talked about climate change and global warming, matters that you have little control over. Today, I'd like to talk about something closer to home, salt. The salt I'm talking about isn't the stuff on your stovetop. It's the stuff on the roads. It's April now, so hopefully we won't see road salt again. The State Highway Administration lays down those funky little white salt strips that you see on the road just before snowstorms. Salt lowers the freezing point of water, so it's great at stopping ice from forming on the highway. That surely saves a lot of lives. But those salt stripes aren't as benign as they look. Salt may be good on food, but it can be death to the environment. Take a box of salt and sprinkle a little on your lawn or garden. See what happens. No more lawn or garden where you poured the salt. The salt from the white stripes gets into the land next to the road. If it's farmland, it's bad news for the farmer. If a stream is nearby, it's bad news for the Chesapeake Bay. And here's another little-known effect of road salt. Deer love it. They go on the road and lick it. If it's night on a lonely, poorly lighted road, having a deer licking road salt suddenly appear in your headlights can be bad news for both you and the deer. Shout out to the Maryland State Highway Administration. They've reduced the use of road salt by 50% in the last 5 years. Great work! They are still keeping the highway safe and ice-free, but now they're using a lot less salt. Maryland farmers and landowners, and those of us who use and enjoy the Bay, are doubly grateful.